Yeah, we love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I praise the Lord. Do we still want to become overcomers? Yes, amen. And therefore, we talk about the cooperation. This morning, we saw the Lord. The one who is in us is greater than the one who is in the world. And this is really precious. And a while ago, we had this experience. There is this children's song, "My God is so great and so strong and so mighty." And it says there, "My God is so great." And we sing it back and forth with the children. And then we had a situation in our hotel room where we had some trouble there. And just right before we sang that song, "Our God is so great," yeah. And then there were some animals in our room which we didn't want to have there. And then immediately, there was so much fear, and I was really ashamed. Yeah, it's really not about just knowing the song, but to know the Lord, how great He is, that He has ascended, and then the trouble in our life is not that important anymore. And this morning, we read that verse in Philippians 4:13. Yeah. Philippians 4:13, where it says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Yeah, and Romans 8 says, "In all these things we overcome by far." And we really enjoyed these verses this morning. And afterwards I was like, where's the problem? Why do I not overcome many times? Because it says I can do all things in Him who strengthens me. So where's the problem? But the problem is there needs to be a cooperation. Yeah, to read these verses and to eat them is really wonderful, but you also need to cooperate to cast out the enemy. And the Lord showed that right from the beginning. Yeah, like many think, yeah, God can do all things and He can destroy the devil. Of course He can do that. But what did He do in the very beginning? Did He do everything for Adam and Eve? No, He said that let us create man and they shall rule over the earth. And even that already shows us that we need to cooperate. God will not do everything for us. We shall rule and we shall be victorious. And we saw through Christ, we have this way today because He has overcome all things. So Genesis 1 is enough to show us our cooperation is needed. And also today, to overcome the devil, in Genesis 1, it doesn't say God will rule and man will do nothing. No. It says man will rule. And he who overcomes will receive this and that. That's what it says. So, the Lord says to Philadelphia, not only to this church. He tells the churches, you have to cooperate until the end. Yes, spirit and flesh, they fight against each other the whole day. Yeah, but how is it after like 20 years of fighting, Roland? Yeah, is it like, okay, it's enough now and I will stop. I don't have to fight against my flesh anymore. How is your experience? Yeah, it comes back immediately. It will destroy everything that you built up before. And therefore, the Lord says, even to Philadelphia, He says, He who overcomes. Although they are a healthy and good church, but they need to overcome until the Lord comes back. Yeah, until the Lord comes back, we should not sit back and relax, but we should go on. Yeah. If the word says we triumph all the time, then how is that possible? It is through our cooperation. And it is not something that is difficult or you have to study or you need any kind of apprenticeship and then you can start. But it starts to take time with the Lord in the morning. Seek the Lord. Not in a kind of that it becomes a routine, but seek Him until you receive food from Him. And all these points here in the outline, this describes a normal Christian life, a healthy relationship with the Lord. And when I read it, I was like, okay, that shall be my cooperation, I felt like, to overcome and to defeat the enemy. That has to be something very big. But the Lord says, what is born from God overcomes the world. That means it is something that is normal. This life in me, but this life in me and the relationship to the Lord, it needs to be healthy. How fresh is it? Yeah. When did I hear the speaking of the Lord the last time? That is really the questions we need to ask ourselves to become overcomers. And then we need to be strengthened in the Spirit. So the armor in Ephesians 6, what is the first point that Paul mentions? He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So, yeah, if I take care of that, to be strengthened in the Spirit and to strengthen one another at home or wherever, that is the most important thing. Then I can help the other one the most to withstand the enemy, because it is a fight, a battle. And those who were not strengthened and had fear, that was at the battle of Gideon, they had to go home. So if the Word of God dwells in our heart, it will strengthen you. You have food, you have strength to withstand the Lord, the enemy. And what we heard here, to keep our heart pure, like He is pure. So our cooperation is also, Lord, I want to be pure. But the question is, how far do you come if you tell the Lord, Lord, now I give all I have to be pure the whole day. How pure will you be? It says here, you should be pure like He is pure. Yeah, righteous as He is righteous. So how far do I get if I do that, if I try that out of my own? Yeah, many think, okay, if we talk about the cooperation, then they think it's out of yourself. But no, it is together with Christ. Out of yourself, it's you. You will not make it. And one of these experiences of this cooperation, Paul shows here, you need the life of the Lord. You need Him. So one important issue of this cooperation is my old man has to die. And a past few weeks, if you want to, the Lord told me, if you want to experience that, that the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world, yourself has to die. Yeah. So why doesn't it come out? Because my old man is still so strong, and it means I'm not ready, I'm not prepared to experience the death of the Lord. But only if I'm prepared to do that, to experience the death of the Lord, then His life can also come out. And Second Corinthians 4 verse 7 says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. So the excellence of the power. So may be of God's. And what is the experience of Paul? The experience of Paul in verse 8 is, we are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. And this is really this overcoming life in us. Persecuted, but not forsaken. We go home. No, we don't go home. We're not forsaken. And in Acts, when I read Acts, then it said, the Jews, they tried to poison the crowd. And it was a dangerous situation. And all of them were against the disciples. But then the next verse says they just stayed there and spoke up with boldness. Praise the Lord. And that is what it says here. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. So it is, in verse 10, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. And this is really an important part of our cooperation. Yeah, all these persecution, these difficulties, whatever it is my cooperation in those things is, Lord, I'm crucified with you. Yeah, and I pray that your life would come forth in this situation. It's not like, okay, how can I get out of this situation, but what does it mean now to stay in you, to be in you, to serve you in this situation? And then, what does it say here? Did he just experience that from time to time when he had a difficult situation? No, he says, all the time. It is not something you will only experience when we are on a journey or we have a presentation and we prepare something and then we seek the Lord. No, even at home, in our daily life. How many times do I experience that my old man is dying so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our body? Praise the Lord. And other verses say, Paul said, I die daily. Romans, that's what we read. Not only daily, not only every day, but the whole day we are killed or slaughtered. Yeah, but and then it says, in all those things we overcome. So if you want to become an overcomer, the one who is greater than the one in the world, if you want to experience this verse in all fullness, then you need to have this experience here, to experience the death of Christ daily, all the time. And then we will become pure like Him, He is pure, righteous like He is righteous, faithful like He is faithful. And then in Revelation 19, the wedding feast of the Lord, it says about this bride, it is prepared and it is like him. There is an army and it has this white linen and it is just like him. Amen. So praise the Lord. This is really precious. This is part of this battle and our cooperation that the devil would be defeated. Like in Revelation 9, that we would come back, like it says, in with the Lord in Revelation 19. Praise the Lord. And then it says, speaks about the sanctification here. So sanctification is not only I sin less, but where is sin coming from? Sin is the poison of the devil. So to overcome the devil, it needs our cooperation to tell the Lord, Lord, I want to become holier. And this is really my desire. Lord, I want to be like you. I want to be more holy. I don't want to be the same all the time, but I want to become like you. And to have such a desire is really healthy. Have such a desire in our heart, Lord. And praise the Lord. May we cooperate that this life in us, which is greater than the one who is in the world, that it would break through and perfect us. Amen.